You are listening to BensTorah.com.
One of the mitzvahs we perform on the second day of Pesach, which is Chol HaMoed in Eretz Israel, is a mitzvah called the mitzvah of Ktziras Omer, cutting from the new barley crop that just grew, and bringing a special Korban Mincha called the Korban Omer to the Beis HaMikdash, and that allows what was Chodesh, brand new Tefuah, to become Yashin, to become older Tefuah now, and allowed to be used for Hanah, both inside the Beis HaMikdash and for private usage as well. And therefore, we have the bringing of a Korban Omer to allow us to have an inauguration of the new crops of the year for our personal consumption. But besides the mitzvah of counting the Omer, there's another mitzvah that we confront called the mitzvah of Sviras Omer, counting from when the Omer Korban begins, which is the 16th of Chodesh Nisan, and counting for X amount of days from between Pesach to Shavuos is a special mitzvah min HaTorah. In fact, the Torah says in Pashas Emor, Usfartim lachem, you should count for you, Mimachras HaShabbos, after the first day of Yom Tiv, which is now the first day of Chol HaMoed, Miyom Haviyachem es Omer HaTenufa, on this specific 16th of Chodesh Nisan, you're going to bring a special wave Korban Omer Mincha. And how many days are you going to count from the time of bringing the Korban? Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyena. You're going to count 7 complete weeks. Ad Mimachres HaShabbos HaShviyas. And by the time you finish counting the 7 weeks, Tisperu, the day after those 7 weeks, will end up being Chamishim Yom, the day 50. And on day 50, which happens to be the day of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Hikravtem Mincha Chadash LaHashem, you'll bring a korban called the Shtei HaLechem, which comes from the brand new wheat crop. And it's that specific korban of the Shtei HaLechem, which was brought from Chitim, that permitted the usage of Chitim now, the brand new crop of Chitim, what was Chadish now becomes Yoshan, to be used in the korbanos manufacture of Menachos the rest of the year until the next Zman of Shavuos itself. So we therefore have a very, very interesting group of other mitzvahs besides Pesach. We have a counting of an omer that's taking place, which we're going to see very shortly, is a 49-day count. It is sandwiched between the Korban Omer that's brought on the 16th of Nisan, and it is ultimately sandwiched at the end by the Yom Tiv of Shavuos, which is usually takes place on the 6th, 7th day of Chodesh Sivan. And at that time, we have another korban brought called the Shtei HaLechem, which comes from Chitim. But besides counting days between Pesach and Shavuos, there's another pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in Sefer Devarim, which reads the following. It says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbelecha, that you should count a counting of 7 specific weeks. Mehochel Chemesh Bekamar, from the time the sickle starts to cut the standing Tefuah. Tochel Lisbar Shiva Shavuos, on that day you cut the Omer, you have to count 7 weeks. And on the end of the 7th week, Osisa Chag Shavuos LaShem Elokecha, you'll make the Yom Tov Shavuos, which will therefore be at the beginning of the 8th week, because the 7 weeks in between correspond 7 times 7 to the 49 days of Sviras Omer, and the first day of the 8th week corresponds to day 50 from the counting that was mentioned in the pasuk above. Now, interesting enough, when it comes to this mitzvah Sviras Omer, there are a couple of halachas I want to mention which are important to know. Number 1, when it says Svartim Lachem, you have to count for yourself, Chazal learned that every person who's chayiv in the mitzvah has to count by themselves. Shetehei sfira l'chol echad echad, the Gemara says in Menachos, everybody should be counting sfira by themselves. We'll see what this means very shortly. Also, on a technical legal level, since this is a time-oriented mitzvah, we call it Zman Grama Mitzvah, men are chayiv in the mitzvah, and women are technically exempt from the mitzvah, because it is Zman Grama. But nevertheless, the Magen Avram, in his parish, the Shulchan Aruch, says that in his time, the Nashim Sidkanios of his generation were meticulous to count the Sfirisa Omer between Pesach and Shavuos, similar to their male counterparts, which means women took the mitzvah upon themselves, even though they were technically exempt. The same way women took upon themselves to take the Dal of Minim, Bala Lulav, and Esrog, they took upon themselves to sit in the Sukkah, they took upon themselves to go to hear Tekiah Shofar. There are many mitzvahs I say that women are exempt from, that they nevertheless took upon themselves. And one of the important ones they did take upon themselves was the counting of Sfiris Omer. And to this very day, especially our girls who are going to very high intellectual Torahic institutions in Eretz Israel and are involved in learning Torah in a very in-depth level, have appreciated the mitzvah Sfiris Omer, its symbolism, its significance, its hashkafa, which I'll discuss today. And because of its importance, they have taken upon themselves to be meticulous in counting Sfiris Omer as well as their male counterparts from between Yom Tov of Pesach to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now, what I want to point out to you is that this specific mitzvah, according to the Mukubalim of counting the Omer, and the period which we call the counting of the Sfiris Omer, is mentioned by our Gedolim, Ramban, and other Mukubalim, as being a very special, important phenomenon that bridges together the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov in Shavuos. In fact, it makes the period between Pesach and Shavuos on a Kabbalistic level into a gigantic Chol HaMoed period of time. It's imbued with a special Kedushas Yom Tov. It was supposed to be a Zman of Simcha, of happiness, and Simcha and joyous activity, the same way we're joyous on a regular Chol HaMoed. We are supposed to be joyous at this period as well. What changed, unfortunately, the situation is Sfiris Omer was the death of Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim during this period of Sfira, which added a special Takanas Chazal of Avelut for 33 days, which I'm not going to go into today to discuss it. But the fact of the matter is, on a theoretical construct, this was supposed to be a Zaman of Simcha, joining the Simcha Yom Tov of Pesach with the Simcha Yom Tov of Shavuos, and this bridge of counting Sfira combined them and connected them to the point that Chazal called Shavuos Atzeres as the last day of the Yom Tov of Pesach. The same way Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres as the last day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the completion of this specific period of time. Now the question arises, what is the reason why we have to count Sfiris Omer? Besides the technical mitzvah, which was recorded explicitly in the Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Emor, and we have a mitzvah counting the days and counting the weeks, which most Rishonim say are two parts of the same mitzvah, that when you get up to the week time, you have to count the weeks with the days from that point on. Up until the first week, we only count days and no weeks because there's no week that's been completed yet. But once you have to start counting weeks, you have to make sure we count the first week and the second, all the way up until the seventh week, as part of the official counting process. What is the purpose of this counting of Sfira? So on a pragmatic level, there's a Medrash Chazal that tells us that when Klal Yisrael ultimately left Mitzrayim, and they remembered that when Moshe came back from the fiery bush with a message from Hashem that he was appointed the official Shliach, the emissary, to redeem the Jews and bring them out of Egypt. So he said to them in Pasha Shemos, Zelecha os kenecha shlachticha, this is the sign that I have sent you, which Hashem said to Moshe. And what's that sign? When you take the nation out of Mitzrayim, that when you basically perform that specific mitzvah, what's going to be the result? Tavdun Elokim Alahar Hazeh. You're going to bring them back to the mountain with the Sne'etz, which is ultimately Har Sinai, where the Kabbalah's Torah took place. You're going to bring them back to this specific mountain where they're going to make up by themselves Torah of Mitzvot and undergo the metamorphosis of becoming full-fledged Jews in every meaning of that word, having Kedushas Israel and undergoing a process of Geirus, of total conversion, uplifting themselves to become the Amanivcha, the chosen nation, and the special nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has a special mission of being an Arla Goyim. So Hashem says that when you take them out of Mitzrayim, tell them that the proof of your shlichus is being truthful is the fact that they're going to experience the Har Sinai experience of Kabbalah Satara a couple of days later. Chazal tell us midrashically, and the Ran brings this in the Gemara, in Masechtas Pesachim towards the end, that Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt on the day of the 15th, were very anxious. And the heads of the nation came to Moshe and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, good, you got us out of Egypt. So half of the promise you made was fulfilled. But when are we going to reach that mountain that you mentioned, the Har HaSinai, to receive the Torah and talk directly with Hashem, panim al panim? When is that going to happen? So the Ran quotes a Medrash Chazal. Rabbeinu Nissim mentions this Chazal. The Moshe says, I want you to count from today 49 days. And when you arrive, and on day 50, that will be the Zman upon which you'll have Kabbalah Satara, you'll be able to mekabel the Pnei Hashchina, Hashem will address you with the Aseres HaDibros, and the fulfillment of my shlichus, my mission of getting you out of Egypt and bringing you to Har Hazeh will have been totally fulfilled at that specific point in time, showing that what I promised you I'm going to do, I'm going to carry out in totality with total perfection and total performance. So Moshe therefore had them to start counting on a private level. And the purpose of that counting on a surface level, Pashtus level, was to count the calendar date to figure out when they're going to get on the calendar to Har Sinai 49 days later on and arrive and basically mekabel the Torah on day 50. So there was a practical reason for counting. They didn't have any calendars. They surely didn't have any calendar watches. They didn't have any other equipment to let them know what day of week it was. So the counting allowed them to figure out and know with exactitude when Tavdun Lekim Al Harazet was going to take place. Just a point of information. But I want to point out to you, since we're dealing with Kabbalistic concepts, that there is another purpose in counting Sfiras HaOmer, and that is there was a very big problem Klal Yisrael had when they left Egypt. And the Malachim articulated this specific problem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo b'yatzmo, where they said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we don't understand something. The Egyptians are involved with the idolatrous society of Egypt. They're full of the Memtesh Sharei Tumah, the 49 contaminants that can contaminate a person in this world. And Klal Yisrael, whether they liked it or not, no matter how careful they wanted to be, were Mitzrayim 210 years. And they also, whether they liked it or not, since they lived amongst the population centers, also were contaminated with the tumah of the Mem Tashari tumah from all the idol worship that was taking place all around them from all sides for that period of time. So if these are involved in Avodah Zarah and these are involved in Avodah Zarah, how are the Jews going to be able to be Zocha when they come to Har Sinai to have the ability to meet Hashem on a very high prophetic level, which I'll discuss shortly, and be able to mekabel the Torah? They need tshuva. They have to rectify their sin, get rid of this Mem Tashari tumah. So Chazal tell us that Hashem performed for Klal Yisrael a major miraculous phenomenon. And what was that phenomenon? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically said to Klal Yisrael that you're counting each and every day in doing tshuva and trying to spiritually uplift yourself and rectify the contamination you got in Mitzrayim. Every day, if you do the job properly, I will reward you to take away one of the sharim of tumah, of contamination, and to replace it with a shard of kedusha because of the massive tshuva process of the entire Klal Yisrael. What Chazal tell us happened, if each and every day they remove one of the sharei tumah and replace it with one of the sharim, one of the gates of Tahara, it therefore means by the time they came to day 49, 49 gates of tumah had been removed through the massive tshuva process of Klal Yisrael, and now they were zocha to have, instead of 49 gates of tumah, 49 sharim of kedusha, of total purity, of pristine purity. They did such a good job in spiritually uplifting themselves and rectifying themselves. The Chazal tell us, on the day of Kabbalah Satara, they described Klal Yisrael's spiritual stature with a very interesting Kabbalistic concept called Pasak Zuamasam. There was a termination of their spiritual contamination of having been in Egypt for such a long period of time. And not only did they rectify the tumah of the residency in Egypt of 49 Shari tumah, but they also were able to rectify, according to Kabbalistic literature, the tumah that Adam and Chava brought upon themselves by eating from the Eitz Hadas HaTevara and being caused by the snake to commit such a major chet against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tumah, even going back to the time of the creation of Adam and Chava, of eating of the Eitz HaTevara, was rectified by the counting and the tshuva process during the Sfira of 49 days. So Pasak, all of their Zuma, all of their contamination from all sources was literally removed. And they were in a state of total spiritual elevation when they stood at the foot of Har Sinai. If you reach that level of purity, then there's no wonder that Hashem granted them a tremendous privilege of being able to be brought up momentarily. And I want to emphasize momentarily. He gave them a matana to be brought up to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, to be able to hear Hashem address Moshe, and Moshe addressed Hashem, able to overhear the conversation, in order to realize that the only authorized agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the no saint Torah to Klal Yisrael, the only authorized person to do such was Moshe Rabbeinu, and they heard Hashem give him this command directly. So there couldn't be any questions or sfeikas about it, because they were given prophetic capacity to hear and understand the conversation going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. And that is why in the Chumash, the Torah says that when Klal Yisrael witness Kabbalah Satara, and Hashem speaking to them, to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Ubecha Ya'aminu La'olam. All of Klal Yisrael will come to an incredible level of emunah and bitachon upon being raised to such a spiritual plateau, and being raised to such a spiritual plateau They will therefore be Zocha to be able to believe in Moshe as being Moshe Emes for Torasa Emes, as the only authorized emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach Tayag Mitzvahs and to teach Teresh of Aksav and Teresh of Peta Klal Yisrael with Minhagim and Halachas and Klalos and Pratos and all different types of Manushiei that are needed in the performance of Mitzvahs and Hashkafes HaTorah. They'll believe that Moshe was authorized by God because they heard Hashem addressing Moshe, telling him, I'm giving you this sole authority. That's why we say, we teach our children, Torah Tzivulana Moshe, Morosha Kilas Yaakov, that it became an inheritance, it became a heritage of the Jewish people by Moshe disseminating to us as he left Har Sinai and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. And he had Yeshua and the other Chachamim help him and contribute in disseminating all this knowledge to the Jews living at that specific point in time. Now, in the concept of Sfiras Omer, they were able to count 49 days, but the big question arises, how in 49 days can you rectify a tumor that became literally ingrained in you, unfortunately, because of the fact that you were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and were in that fever which contaminated you, how can you rectify in 49 days and remove tuma that took 210 years to literally impact upon you? And what was the miraculous formula for this? So once again, the Mukubalim come to the fore, and they give us a very, very tangible and a very, very forthright answer. What the Mukubalim teach us is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, once he took them out of Mitzrayim, did for Klal Yisrael many different chasadim. He gave them water from a rock. He gave them man min hashamayim to eat. And he also surrounded them with anania kavod on six sides to protect them as they went, made their trek in the Midbar. Now, this anania kavod was usually interpreted to mean a source of physical protection for the Jews in their sojourn in the wilderness, and it was. The Chazal tell us Kabbalistically that the Anani HaKavod had another purpose. Since the Shekhin of Hashem, the Divine Presence of God, was contained inside these holy clouds that surrounded them, Hashem allowed these divine clouds of Hashem Shekhinah to serve as spiritual boosters to elevate Klal Yisrael and to allow them, with the help of the Anania Kavod, to cause the tumor to depart from them in actuality in a much quicker rate than the rate in which they were contaminated. They were contaminated in 210 years, but the Anania Kavod, which served as spiritual boosters for them and helped them purify themselves even quicker, were able to fix in 49 days what it took 210 years to contaminate. So we therefore see that the Anania Kavod were a major spiritual source of spiritual purification that aided the Jews in this 49-day period. So when they came to Har Sinai, literally there was an incredible tikkun that all tumah they had, even from earlier generations, going back to Adam and Chava, were rectified and eliminated from them when they received the Torah on Har Sinai itself. Now, this is Kabbalistic tradition. Where is this Kabbalistic tradition written in the Psukkah when it comes to the counting of the Sfira Sa'omer? How do we know that the counting of the Sfira is an act of spiritual perfection and spiritual rectification? Where do we see it? Where do we know it from? How do you see it from the Psukim itself? What is the actual Pshat of the Pasuk that gives away this specific phenomenon itself? So Chazal point out, go back to the Pasuk I mentioned before. For those who want to look it up, it's in Sefer Vayikra, Pashas Emor, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, through Pasuk Tezayim. And what, in fact, the Pasuk said, Asfartim lechem imachres ha-Shabbos, it says, Sheva Shabbosos tamimus tiyena. And it says that you count until you count, ultimately, 50 days. So there's a certain redundancy over here. Because it tells us, not only do we have to count the days, it tells us about counting Sheva Shabbosos tamimus tiyena. You should count 7 pure weeks. But the problem is, we don't learn the counting of the weeks from the Pasuk and Pashas Emor. The Gemara tells us we learn the counting of the 7 weeks from the Pasuk and Re'eh, which if you want to look it up, is in Perek Tezayin and Sefer Devarim, Pasuk Tes through Yud, where it talks about Sheva Shavuos Tisbalach. It talks about counting actual weeks until you ultimately come to the Yom Tov Shavuos. So if the source of counting the weeks is the Pasuk in Re'eh, and the source of the counting of the days is the Pasuk in Pashas Emor, Sfartim Lechem, what is the meaning of the expression Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyena, 7 weeks of perfection you should become? What is that doing over there? What is that doing to give us an understanding of the deeper purpose of the mitzvah Sviras Omer? So over here, Chazal tell us Kabbalistically, and I'm going to be quoting now the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah of Rav Mecklenburg, who takes the time and effort to explain this to us over here. What he says is that in actuality, the 49-day counting mentioned in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor is now given its defined purpose. It's not merely a calendar date for you to figure out when Kabbalah Satara is going to take place, that you'll have Tavlin Elokim al Ahar Hazeh, but there is supposed to be an activity that's taking place during these 49 days that has a tremendous spiritual value. The 49 days should be Sheva Shabbosah, 7 weeks of 49 days, Tamimus Tiyena, that will bring you to very high levels of connectivity and belief and bitachon and emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Tamimos basically reminds us of an explicit mitzvah that is contained in the Torah, and that is the mitzvah we find later on in Sefer Devarim, where Hashem says, Tamim Tiyeh Em Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says we should become tamim, totally dedicated and totally connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, with total belief in bitachon exclusively in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal tell us, and Rav Mecklenburg mentions this, that Hashem wanted us by counting Sfira to spiritually elevate ourselves, that we were able to become in the next 49 days tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. There should be 7 weeks of attaining tamimus, tamim, and by the time we finish those 49 days, those 7 weeks of tamimus, perfection, we should have the spiritual perfection we need to be able to encounter Hashem on the highest prophetic level possible, to experience that divine experience forever, to transmit that experience to all the generations to come that it happened, and to allow Klal Yisrael to be shown with prophetic vision and prophetic communication, exactly who Moshe is, what Hashem wants from them. Hashem explained to them many of the Aseres HaDibros before the Biatmo. Besides stating it, he also explained, especially the first two, of Anoch Hashem Elokecha and the Pasuk Lo Yehil Achor Elim Achim Alpanai, those two, the Gemara says, Mipi HaGevura Shemanam. We heard them directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he explained them to us on a personal level, besides just giving us the command and the words of these two first mitzvahs HaRishonos contained in the Aseres HaDibros. So therefore, Sfiras Omer, as a time of spiritual rectification, of Tmimos, was already mentioned and merumis to in the Pasuk, by the expression Sheva Shabbos Tamimus Tiyena. What's the meaning of Shabbos over here? The Shabbos means Shabbos, but week isn't Shabbos. So Chazal say that the word Shabbos, besides meaning resting on Shabbos, could also mean resting in a different context. And they quote a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, where one of the tefillos that were mentioned by the Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mentioned, by Moshe, Marumas by Moshe Rabbeinu, but mentioned explicitly by David HaMelech, is David says in Sefer Tehillim, in one of his beautiful kapitlach, Ach ha-sha'alti me'eis Hashem, osa avakesh, shifti be'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, u'lachzois b'neim Hashem u'levaka be'heichalo. So David said to Hashem, the major shayla, the major bakasha I have from you, Rabbanu Shalom, is that I should be able to sit in the house of God my entire life, to dwell in your divine countenance, to benefit by the Ruchnius, the Shechinah of Hashem that surrounds me because of my Limud Torah, and to be able to elevate myself to a higher spiritual plateau of tamimis and dedication, devekus to Hashem, through this process. Now, over here, the word shifti means to rest, but it means to rest and sit in a spiritual place, in a base medrash or a shul, and to ma'ayin, and to look into Devarim Elokim, spiritual texts, to study them, to analyze them, that by limud ha-Torah, on a very in-depth level of Torah Shekzav and Torah Shebaalpeh, that uplifts us, that connects us, that helps spiritually purify us. It gives us an hakaras Hashem, a knowledge of Hashem, yediyas Hashem, which ultimately brings us to an ava, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbanu Shalom is telling us that during the Sfira period, you should learn Torah more intensely. And every day you count, you should look upon that day as a day of spiritual rectification and spiritual purification and spiritual elevation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo b'atzmo. We should use it as a means to elevate ourselves to a higher spiritual plateau. So therefore, what happened for Klal Yisrael, in historical sense, the first time in their trek from Egypt to Har Sinai, when Hashem gave us the Tayag Mitzvah, and that is the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, in Parshas Emor, and Parshas Re, what Hashem is telling us, every year, when you experience the Yontov of Pesach and Shavuos, which have their own Zmanim of spiritual rectification for Klal Yisrael, on the exact date of the anniversary of those Yom Tovim, dating back to the first Pesach and the first Shavuos, that even in the middle days, which has a din of Chol HaMoed on a Torah level, as I mentioned before, and has its own Kedusha on a little lower level, those are going to be days which Hashem is going to give you special Siyata D'Shmaya, like He gave you with Anani HaKavod, and give you the ability to be able to sit and learn and to intensify your Avodas Hashem and your belief in B'tochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purify your mind, purify your heart, bring yourselves closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it can be set upon you upon the completion of counting 49 days and 7 weeks. For you it became Sheva Shavaso, 7 weeks of sitting and learning. To me, Mr. Yanni, you're going to become a Tamati and Hashem Elokecha. So the Kabbalistic concept of Sphere being a time of spiritual purification is therefore alluded to in this extra expression in Pashas Emor. In fact, I want to point out something interesting that many people perhaps don't take note of because they count the Sphere very quickly without realizing there's a special message in the Sfira that has to be accentuated, because in the Tefillah at the end, after you count the Sfira, there are a whole bunch of Tefillahs you recite in the Siddur, and I want to recite the last of the paragraphs to show you that what I'm telling you now is explicitly penned by Chazal in the beautiful Piyut we recite at the end of counting Sfiras Omer. It says in the Piyut, Ribono Shel Olam, Atah Tzivisana De Moshe Avdecha, you commanded us through Moshe, Lispar Sfiras Omer, to count the Sfiras Omer, Kedei L'Tareinu M'Klipaseinu M'Tumaseinu, to purify us from all the spiritual contaminants that surround us on all sides, And where do we find this concept of Sphira mentioned? Kamosha Kasafta B'Tera Sefa.
You are listening to Benstorah.com.
Emar, Usafatim Lachem Amochras HaShabos, Miyom HaViachem Es Omar HaTanufa, Sheva Shababsos Tamimos Tihena, Amamochras HaShabos HaShriyas Tisru Chamishim Yom. And what's going to be the accomplishment of using Sphira in a spiritually constructive fashion? So the Baal HaPiyot says, Kedei Shiataru Nashas Amchi Yisrael Mizuam Asam, that we're going to be able, once again, in our historical period, even after the Beis HaMikdash's disruption, every year when we experience Sphiras Omer, to purify our neshamos from the spiritual contaminants because of the Kedusha of the Zman, of Sphira, with the mitzvah Sphiris Omer and the Sheva Shabbosos, the learning and the spiritual rectification and tshuva taking place during this time period. And the schus of the Sphira that we counted a day, Yisukun Ma Shepeganti B'Sphira, I should fix that which I basically had become spiritually inappropriate, and I lived the day of that Sphira where I saw the Tuma and was able to exchange it for Tahara. At Tarav as Kadesh Magdusha Shamala, I'll take the Tuma and uplift myself to a state of Tahara, Magdusha Shamala, with the holiness from above from you, God. Amen. Sela. So what I just described to you and the source of this specific concept is explicitly mentioned in this magnificent, beautiful tefillah we recite in our siddur at the end of counting Sphiras Omer. And therefore, if that's the case, we therefore see that this Kabbalistic concept of what Sphira is supposed to accomplish is now understood quite clearly from this Kabbalistic literature, Midrashi Chazal, that I quoted up until this point in time. This is the reason the Chazal tell us, when it says Sfartim Lachem, that you have to count it, and the Gemara says that the Sphira Lachol Echa V'Yechad, that everybody has to count Sphira themselves. That is why there's a Hakpada that you should not rely upon the Shliach Tzibor, who is saying the Sphira to be Motziu in the Sphira's Omer. On the contrary, you should have a mind, let him count what he has to count. And we ourselves want to be yoked to the mitzvah personally, because it's the counting of the Sphiras Omer that causes a divine hisoveris in Shemayim that allows Hashem to bestow upon us as a reward for counting the Sphira, a special Shefa, divine essence from heaven coming down upon us and giving us the powers and giving us the kochos to purify ourselves and elevate ourselves and do a tshuva gemura during this 49-day period, to literally matar ourselves from all the klipas of tumah that connected to us in this past year and being involved in society at large that's full of all these tumos that exist in this specific world, that we're basically, when we're counting the Sphira, our personal performance of it and recitation of the bracha plus the nusach Sphira gives us the ability to be zocha for the spiritual tikkun Hashem allowed to exist every year during the period between Pesach and Shavuos to allow us to raise ourselves to a higher spiritual plateau. I personally believe that it is for this reason that when it came to the Noshim Sitkanias of Klal Yisrael that I mentioned by the Magen Avraham going back to his historical period of time, and to these Noshim Sitkanias that Baruch Hashem exist and are present and are participating in our Klal Yisrael's work to this very day, that technically speaking, Noshem Sitkanyos, realizing the power, the intense power involved in Sphiras Omer, took upon themselves this mitzvah they're exempt from and performed it in order that by counting the Sphira themselves, they will also be energized with the koach of the purification capacities of the days of Sphiras Omer, that they'll also have the spiritual energy and the power and the koach to be able to purify themselves on a high spiritual plane as the rest of the menfolk of Klal Yisrael. So men and women should be able to experience now what they experienced when they left Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael, at that time, men and women also had to undergo the metamorphosis of going from Memtah Sharei Tumah to Memtah Sharei Kedusha, because not only men, but even women stood at Har Sinai, and they had to be in a state of pristine purity of Pasek Zur Masam as their male counterparts. So the women also participated then in the counting. But now when we have it as an official mitzvah in our Torah, the Daras, and even though it's a Zman Grama, the Noshim Sidkanias of Klal Yisrael basically took it upon themselves and they're very meticulous to perform this mitzvah Ad Hayom Hazeh, even to this very day. Our girls who basically, Baruch Hashem, are given a wonderful and phenomenal Torah education, both when they go to school in America, many of them later on go to seminary in Eretz Israel for a year or two before they get married. They're exposed to this type of intensity of Torah, of understanding and comprehension, and they're taught what Sfiras Omer really, really means. And that's why the Noshim Sidkanios, the young women, even before they get married, as they elevate themselves in the Avir of Eretz Israel and the spiritual environment of Eretz Israel, have taken upon themselves to do the mitzvah Sfiras Omer and to be meticulous in counting every night and making sure that they learn something every evening and rectify themselves so that it should be for them also a Sfir L'Cholech HaVi'echad, and they should be able to say at the end of 7 weeks, for them it was also a Sheva Shabbosos Temimus Tiyana. So we therefore see Tamidim and Tamidas, the power of this Sfiras Omer, the Koich of this Sfiras Omer, what we do, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, how powerful the sphere is, and how meaningful it is when it comes to our spiritual metamorphosis and our spiritual development. I therefore want to, at this point in time, welcome you back from your beautiful vacations, recovered the Yom Tov of Pesach, and realize that in the actual Nusach of the second bracha we say at the Haggadah, we give Hodah to Hashem, it says, Al Geula Seinu, on our Geula, which means our physical redemption, and then we say, Al Pedus Nafshenu, on the redemption of our souls, that we're basically thanking Hashem that He gave us a period of time that not only can we free ourselves from the bonds of the secular universe in which we live, the Shibud Malchios, but that our souls, our neshamas, are able to edify themselves and elevate themselves and purify themselves, that we have a total redemption of our neshamas and the ability to literally recycle them to bring them back to a state of pristine purity each and every year. We then drink the second cup of wine to give Hodah to Hashem on this specific phenomenon. It starts from the day after Pesach, and it continues all the way up to the Yom Tov Shavuos. We're put on the face of this planet, not just merely to live here, but to realize Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, each day has with it special segula, special qualities, to be used not only for physical activities, but to be able to use it for spiritual activities. We say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. We thank Hashem for every breath of life we have that comes out of our nostrils each and every day. Hashem is Mechadish B'chol Yom Tov Me'Maaseh Bereishis. Bereishis itself is recreated from the very beginning, every start of every day. So it's a new experience. Each day is a new form of Maaseh Bereishis. So to emphasize, don't waste time. Don't kill time. Time is precious. Time is holy. Time is productive. And we therefore emphasize in the sphere of counting of the weeks and counting of the days that you should not take time for granted and use it for the most productive stuff we can possibly do, both in our relationship to our fellow human being and our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why the many, many Noshim said Kanios, because they want to re-experience the full aura of Maimon Har Sinai. They do another thing that's interesting and phenomenon, and I remember when I was the Rav at the White Shul in Far Rockaway, I have tremendous schus of being the Rav there for a number of years. I remember that on the night of Shavuos, I used to give a shiur the entire night, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people coming. Not only did the men come to participate in the shiur But the women, the Nashim Sidkanios of our community also came to participate. Sometimes we had 300 to 400 people coming, learning the whole night, learning one topic, learning another topic. But the women wanted to experience the aura of Maimon HaSinai the way their forefathers and their foremothers experienced it thousands of years ago. And the women were intricately involved in the spiritual development of Klal Yisrael. After all, Chazal say, "Bishus Nashim Sidkanias Nigalu," that the whole Geula was stimulated based upon the Hashpah that the Nashim Sidkanias had upon the husbands, had upon their mishpachos. It was in their schus, their chizuk, that they gave, that the ultimate Geula redemption took place. And Chazal say once again, "Ubeschus Nashim Sidkanios Asidim Legoyal," in the schus of Nashim Sidkanios, of our tekufa, the future tekufos, the ultimate final redemption of Geula, coming of Mashiach and building the Mikdash, and all the other haftachos that the Torah gave us, will come into fruition. So Nashim Sidkanios, realize how important you are when it comes to the Geula, the redemption process. How crucial you are is serving as the infrastructure of every Jewish household that exists. Chokhmas Nashim Bunts, the base of the Pasuk says in Mishlei. The wisdom of a woman builds a Jewish household. And always remember that. You're the infrastructure. Shema b'ni Musa v'icha v'al titosh Torah simecha. The first Torah a child learns is taught him by the mouth of his wonderful, special, holy mother. She's the one who teaches him. She's the one who guides him. She serves as his role model, as an introduction to Torah v'mitzvahs. It's the Torah simecha that makes you into a pious, frum, observant Jew to observe Torah in the future and be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to all the mitzvahs contained in the Torah. We therefore see that Tzviras Omer is a very, very special mitzvah. We're now in a very special time period. Let's use this time as a Zman Segula to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all cholim who need a refuah should get a refuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ari Hashem Rafecha, that Hashem should send a total refuah, that the doctors on the face of this earth should be shown which medicines, which types of medical technology will help them protect the people of the world, and Klal Yisrael in particular as well, from having to basically be subject to the terrible COVID-19 plague that has plagued this world for almost a year at this point in time. Slowly but surely, Hashem is allowing us to conquer it, unveiling the veils of nature for our scientists and our great scientific community to figure out how this disease works and how we can counter it and get rid of it. But one thing is for sure, that the COVID-19 has been a wake-up call. We're not the same people we were before. And it's interesting is, ironically, because of the kavod, the kaved, this which means to say the concept of COVID-19, the fact we go to shul, we wear masks, we distance ourselves, we don't talk to anybody during our staying in shul, we just thank Hashem and speak to Hashem in our tefillos and our brachos. Hashem has taught us, ironically, with this machala, covered Beis HaKnesses, and covered Tefillah, and covered Hashem, and covered HaTorah. Certain irony, but obviously, that's one of the byproducts of this specific machala. Let's hope and pray that Hashem will eradicate all machalas from the face of this earth, and bring us to the time of ultimate redemption, Gula with Mashiach Sekeinu, Sheyavo B'mheru Ramenu, and we should be Zolcha, as I said, to once again be able to have the shurim panim upon face to face, not have to wear masks anymore, and hopefully to be able to schedule our shiurim in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh b'mheiru b'meinu amen b'meinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.